Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl L'Oreal.
And it's your girl Drea.
And you're listening to
Lux Lifestyle.
And we're excited. It's another episode.
Another one, yes.
We are getting closer to the end of the season.
I'm not ready.
Can you guys believe it? We've been going strong. We've been keeping these episodes up and ready for you guys. And we're just ready for next season, too, to get you even more content. And we're going to make sure that we give it to you hard, honey.
Yes. Leveling up every year. That's what we're going to be doing.
2020 is around the corner. And I just want to know, for your 2020, what are you expecting to come out of it?
I say I want to, like, new opportunities, new blessings. I also want to be more in tune with myself and learn, like, you know, step into the womanhood of what I want to do.
Okay.
And, like, I just want to be more spiritually in tune and get closer to God.
Yeah.
And make sure that whatever I have planned for me, whatever He has planned for me, all works out next year. What about you?
That's really about the same thing, especially the spiritual part.
Yes.
I really want to get closer to God. And I want to really get more confident in finding a way to figure out or navigate through things.
Yeah.
I know I'm very, like I've been talking about my nerve disease a lot because it's been really affecting me. So I want to find the confidence to be an advocate for it so people know what's going on. And can, you may not experience it, but at least you know a little bit more about it.
Yeah.
And if I can get to one person that can get to another person,
right,
that can get to a scientist that can find a cure, I'm going to say what I got to say to do what I got to do.
Right. For real.
So my 2020 is just, I want to be more confident, spiritual, and I just want to keep on walking in the grace with God.
Yes,
gotta
amen.
Keep on going,
hey. Amen. Can't go mad at that.
So, what's really going on? Let's talk about it.
What's your emoji?
Oh, we gotta talk about our emoji, honey.
My bad. Let me see my emoji. You know, since it's cold, I'm gonna put the little freeze in the little blue face.
Oh my god.
The little thing. Yes. It's cold, y'all. Like 40-something degrees.
Yeah, and it's about to get colder. So, yeah, we're freezing. It's crazy how Texas weather is. It was like, it was cold yesterday, but it wasn't like, oh my god. But today,
like, it's Christmas. Now watch, Christmas gonna be hot.
It's gonna be hot. We're gonna be wearing shorts on Christmas. They play too much.
I'm gonna be so mad. What about your emojis?
My emoji is I don't know what my emoji is. What is my emoji?
So you had a chill day today, and then it is cold, but you chilling.
I had the mouth closed emoji.
The straight face or the like?
No, where's no mouth.
Oh,
I'm just chilling. I don't have nothing to say. I'm just back to just trying to figure out who L'Oreal is. I don't have.
Right.
I don't want to be in the mix at all right
Same.
Now. My mouth is closed to the
ducked off.
Yes. So, you guys, I lost my temporary job. We had a layoff. So, like you know, I told you guys it's temporary. So that's what happens.
Yeah.
So now I'm in the process of finding new employment. I'm really interested and I'm hopeful and optimistic that I will find something in my field.
Yeah, definitely.
I really want to do something like this.
Yeah.
I wish that I could find a way to make money doing podcasting or radio or something.
Like,
but
something with social media. We could
something.
Both, like, just...
If it was something that was more... I want to be passionate about what I do. When I get up in the morning, I want to be like, yes, I'm going to work because this is not work.
It won't feel like work.
This is not work. This is something I love. But girls got to pay the bills.
Feel you.
So I got to do what I got to do. So I'm just in that position right now and my mouth is closed and I'm just taking in right now. I'm not saying anything. I'm just taking it in.
I feel that. If anybody listening that has jobs open for social media, anything, we're
let
both looking.
Know.
Let us know. OMG. If I can get rid of my job today, I would.
Okay. Your girls are looking.
Yes. Man, so what's the struggle with grace for this week? I've seen a lot of awesome things and a lot of like, what?
One of the most awesomest, I know that's not a word, things that I saw was a second grade teacher decided that she wanted her kids to have a little initiative and incentive for making good grades.
Okay.
So if you made 80% or higher on your assessment for the week, you get to participate in Freestyle Fridays.
Like one of the park kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. I thought it was really dope because kids right now, you have to find things that kids are interested in for them to even want to participate. I know for me when I was in school that I knew, all right, I want to be a cougarette, so I have to make sure my grades are good.
Yeah.
I got to do this, 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 and this, and this. I don't care if I got to beg the teacher, baby, we're going to do this. Let me redo this grade. I'm going to do this. So I think it's really cool that she's starting them early. That's with good. That incentive or that initiative to say, okay, look, if I want to do something, I got to work hard grade-wise to get to that point. Yes. So I think it was dope. And the kids were really good.
What? Yes. I need to check that out. I'm just like... Because I remember I went to be a tornado. I have no coordination. That's why. Grace is good, but I ain't had a coordination.
I feel you.
But another thing I've seen this week is, this is so mean, the Popeye sandwich. I've already had it like last year. I knew it was good, but it's not that good that I'm going to fight somebody behind it.
I tried it.
Is it
this
worth
second
fighting
time?
Somebody?
And to be real,
it's good.
I don't care what y'all have to say. It wasn't that great. I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 10.
I'm gonna say
Chick-fil-A is gonna take that win.
Mm.
Now my little cousin, he said he had it prior to the
same.
The recall.
Yeah, I had
and they said it was good. I said, well, I don't know. This might be a little different.
Yeah.
So I wasn't feeling it. It was, my bag was greasy.
Aww.
I got in line. I had to wait like 30 minutes. I had an hour lunch break, so most of my lunch was sitting there waiting for my chicken sandwich.
Dang.
They didn't have spicy. All they had were original.
No.
Everybody came in there for spicy. They started, I was like number 81. They started calling number 96, 87. And then the lady was a little black lady in the front. She was like, now look, if y'all would have called them in order, you wouldn't be worried about where the food at. she was hot. She was like, well, I'm number 82. I said, well, I'm number 81 and I need to go to work. So can I please have my food, please?
Yo, I had the chicken in February and I didn't think it was that much of a hype. I was like, yo, that's live. And like the fact that people like, oh my gosh, I'm finna fight somebody. Like, okay, one incident I saw, it was an old white lady. She called the cashier the N-word, the hard ER.
Wow.
And the man went off. And the whole little staff been like, don't do it, reconsider, basically, to him. All I know is they flipped to the camera maybe about 5 seconds later. They outside, they body slammed this lady. And I said, oh my God.
Now, let me tell you. I don't know how I would have handled the situation.
I would have body slammed
But I probably wouldn't have body slammed her.
Yeah,
because you don't do that, especially when you're working in customer service.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cameras.
I work, number one, and you know how big social media is right now.
Cameras.
You know how people are getting there. Like, that's why I'm not understanding how people are letting themselves get caught up in situations, because you know that how big social media and how much these platforms will find you and circulate something and make it really big.
They body slammed that lady, and she has a son to state troopers. I said, oh, you going down, bro. They have evidence that you did this to his mom.
Oh,
they got your picture clears, and they got your mug shot.
I'm sorry, boys. About that,
like,
time.
I understand the N-word.
You better tell your mama you love her.
You
better
go down. That's bodily harm, assault of an elderly person. They're going to throw that on there real quick.
Oh, yeah, he has to go. Oh, and she was 55. So, yep, that's pretty much the end of the story.
Yeah. Just don't be ignorant over no sandwich, y'all.
It's not that deep.
It's not that serious.
Look, they have I can send y'all the link with my link of the video of how to make that Popeye chicken sandwich on your own. And you won't have to worry about it again. Don't stand in line. Don't do it. We're not worried about it because we don't need to get beat up for a chicken sandwich that will probably give us asbestos.
No! You wouldn't feel like you would have eaten the Popeye's chicken sandwich between 2017 and 2020. Please call us at 1-800-YOU-NEED-HELP.
Okay, because at least we know all of our kids gonna get some money when we die. So, all right, y'all, we done did it. So, another story that we thought was really, really crazy this week was our hometown superstar.
Man, look, I don't know that man,
Mr. Jay Long.
But I would know that man if he walked down the street. Kiki Palmer voice.
Now, I know Jay Long. He used to come to the school all the time, like all the time, and perform his song "Berry Love."
No,
like he would throw out fake ones, girl,
no.
with his picture on it. Back in the day, this was like 08, 09, 08.
Soulja Boy's era?
Soulja Boy. He was on. He had the baggy clothes on. He was the man back in the day. And everybody thought, oh my God, J Long is so fine.
I'm not gonna lie, he was though.
Then he went to like BT and he started doing the gospel rap and all this different stuff. And then he got married to Pam from Total.
Total, y'all. Biggie's.
Which,
bad boy.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't like to say that.
What?
I thought she was a little lesbianish.
I did too, because I was like, okay, she on some Breezy from All American type. Uh-huh. They favor each other too.
That's what she gives me, those vibes.
Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with it, be you, but
I was surprised.
That's just what I got.
The I didn't see them being together.
Me either. She doesn't seem like a woman that he would like, and he doesn't seem like a man that she would want.
Yeah.
So it was kind of weird. But yeah, J Long, I used to work with Freedom Schools in Galveston, and his son was actually in one of my classes.
Okay.
So he was really musical. You can really tell that music was in their family. He loved to sing. His favorite song, he performed it at our talent shows.
Aww.
And he performed it at our finale, was Frozen. He could really, really sing. Like, that little boy really had it in him. So you already know when he gets older that music is going to be in his life.
Definitely.
The whole thing with J Long was really crazy, because it's like, first of all, you're literally from Lamarck. You're literally from Lamarck. And now you're like in the big news on the Shade Room. You on the Breakfast Club. And you really out here married to Santoya Brown.
The girl that we've been talking about I'm not gonna lie, her case been going on for years.
Years.
She's on the Kids Who Kill episode. Long time I used to watch. I watch stuff like that, y'all. I'm sorry, but I'm like, how did that happen?
So, can you explain a little bit more into what Santoya did?
Or basically, what I read was that she was like she's underage, but I'm gonna say about 15, 16 years old, and she had a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he was having to do stuff, abusing her, doing this and that, sleeping with different men type stuff. She's 15, 16 years old. So apparently, one night she killed him. I don't know. I can't really.
Okay. So what I heard on the Breakfast Club was a little bit of that. So basically, he was her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She didn't know that he was pimping her.
Yeah.
She really thought that they were in a relationship or whatever. So one night she was with another guy, mm-hmm. and the guy tried to basically rape her and do more than what he was supposed to.
Yeah.
So she ended up shooting him out of self-defense, but she didn't know. She didn't have her parents around when she went to the police station. They questioned her. They asked her everything without any adults. Mind you, she was 16 years old. She was underage. They weren't supposed to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I learned it from
they tried to put that in the case to go against the police department. They threw it out. Like, they just act like it wasn't anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, they were, from the beginning, they were starting horrible with her.
Yeah.
And it was, you could tell it was going to end bad. She said she didn't even realize until one of the sponsors that worked in the prison came to her and said, do you know that this man is not in prison right now and he's living his life, and you're going to be here for the rest of yours? For 99 years, you're going to be here?
Wow.
And she said, when the woman said that to her, it set in, like, oh my God, I'm really in prison. I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life. So at that point, she said she kind of got down into a space to where it was hard, and she was in a dark place.
Yeah.
And then she started to see that she could do something, so she started trying to advocate for herself, and then that's when Kim Kardashian came in and changed it up for her.
See, that's crazy. Like, the spin, like, before she even got out, the spin was, she's a killer, she's a murderer. I'm like, this is a kid. She was 16 years old.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't know if you remember that movie that came out a long time, Little Mama, the Felicia Baker story, where she's kind of pimped out. She thought she was in a relationship too, and like, it really didn't hit her. So she realized, like, I'm sleeping with all these men, and this man's taking advantage of me. Wow. And that's kind of the same scenario. Wow. I could see how she got moved into thinking they were together.
Yeah, and the thing is, it was self-defense.
Yeah.
Regardless. And that's what brings me into the conversation. I guess this leads into the T.I. situation.
Clifford to Harris.
For some reason, it's just different.
Yeah. When a woman defends herself.
Yeah.
It's like,
she's it's okay because they were in the situation, they set it up, she knew that they were supposed to have sex, but if in any moment that she decides that she does not want to do anything,
no means no.
No means no, and she can say that.
Yeah.
So at that point, when it went from, okay, let's do this, to I don't want to do this anymore, she's allowed that moment. Yep. And because he would not stop, she did what she had to do.
Exactly. But it's like, the problem was, she's a woman. She knew what was going on. It's like, but at the end of the day, like, when you, it's like telling a rape victim, like, oh, well, I
what
mean,
did you have on?
Yeah. And it's like, that has nothing to do with the case of this at all. It's the fact that this man put himself on her and tried to do what he wanted to do, and she wasn't happy. But like I said, like, the whole misogyny thing, T.I. thing with his daughter.
So let's get into that.
That's something we didn't need to know, for one.
T.I. was on a interview, and he said that he takes his daughter every year since, I believe, her 16th birthday to the gynecologist, and they check to make sure that everything's fine down there and her hymen is still intact. And as soon as I heard that, I was distraught.
Same. I was like, social media just said what?
Well, first of all, I was brought up in a single parent household. Mm-hmm. I did not have a father or father role in my house. So I said, you know what? Well, maybe I don't understand because I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I know that certain situations, when I do have children, there are certain things that mother and daughters do.
Yeah.
There are certain things that son and fathers do.
Yeah.
That one particular thing is something that I don't think that is okay that a dad does.
Yeah.
I asked one of my, a couple of my friends and coworkers who came up in a both parent household, and they said that that was still weird.
Yeah.
They didn't like that. Moms handled certain things.
Yep.
Moms handle periods and
breasts
and everything.
Bras.
Dads handle taking you to ice cream.
Yeah.
Making sure you're okay. That guys, yeah, the boyfriends don't are protecting you or that thing. First of all, if her hymen isn't intact, then what's gonna happen?
Is
my question.
You're gonna kick her out the house? She lived with her mom anyway, so it was like.
And then her mom.
Where were you?
Why do you allow him to do this to her?
Yeah.
Why is that okay?
It's patronizing her body, her sexuality. Like.
So it goes to make me think of in Cambodia, they do human sex trafficking, and they sell their daughter's virginity.
Yeah.
I read this story on CNN the other day, or I watched it. And the lady said that she had to pay a debt. They were supposed to, she had to pay the debt. There was no other way. And she was supposed to be selling her daughter for $1,500. And they only ended up giving her $500 and took her virginity.
Oh,
and
my God.
She was like, oh, my God, it's nothing I can do about it now. I can't take it back. She said, I really regret it. She said, but I have to pay a debt. She said, but now I'm more in debt because I have to pay them and this and this and that. And I'm just like, you thought in your right mind that it was okay to sell your daughter's virginity
for
$1,500 at all?
Like, why not sell yourself if you're going to do it that way?
If that's the case,
sell yourself.
Why would you go to your child? That's your child. That's something that came out of you.
Yeah.
Out of your vagina.
Like, money made the world go round, but not that damn round. Like, I'm sorry. Like, what?
Yeah, so
that's like in Africa a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Oprah had this documentary. I'll never forget this because it really stunned me. And I said, okay, you know what? The young girls, about 11, 7 to 11, they got their clitoris cut with a razor to keep them from having sex. And I said, and at that time, I didn't know, you know, I was young when I really watched this. I was like, oh, what is that? And I'm like, I thought it was like a little cut somewhere else.
Yeah.
As I got older, I realized what it was. I said, that would hurt. And
yes.
These little girls would bleed and they would get it stitched back up and so they wouldn't want sex. And I'm just like, it just makes me wonder, like how much freedom do we really have over our bodies?
We don't have any freedom over our bodies.
Like,
and it makes me always go back to the, everybody always talks about Amber Rose for the slut walk.
Yeah.
But you know what? The more and more I think about it, I took a human sexuality class, and I took a gender inequalities class when I was in my last semester in college.
Okay.
So sociology is really...
Yeah, it's a big thing.
I don't know why I really like sociology. I really like to figure out socioeconomic differences and things like that. So anyway, in the beginning of the class, they asked the question about the slut walk. How do you feel about it? And I was like, well, I don't understand why she would do that. Like, there are certain things that you aren't supposed to do when you do with your body.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't wear tight dresses. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't do that. And I guess that's because that's what I was taught.
Growing up,
you're taught that women are supposed to be this specific way. You have to move like this. You can't be too sexual. You can't be too hardcore. Yeah. You got to be feminine, that person, the server, yep, the provider, all of that. But it's just nothing else you can be.
Yeah, and it's like you step out of that box, you're a hoe.
Yes, there's a problem. And then that's where the slut walk comes in. So as the class went on, I figured out that, you know what, we don't have to do anything that society says that we have to do.
Right.
If I want to wear a tight dress because I feel sexy in a tight dress, I'm going to wear that.
Yes.
And I should have the same respect as if I had on
a hoodie and some jeans
or a suit or anything where I'm covered up. Just because I change the way I look does not mean that you should treat me any differently.
Yep.
I know when I got blonde hair for my birthday, it was like a huge thing with my mom and my grandma.
What?
It was like, oh my god, L'Oreal, I can't believe you got blonde hair. Like, you look like a hood girl that be having brown bottles and your nose pierced. Girl, yes, that my mama and my grandma let it go.
I was like, wait a minute, hold on.
I shut up.
That's my old folks, dude. It look old. That's how y'all did your eyeshadow back in the day. Different how we
do it now. Okay, honey. You got to be beat.
You know what I'm saying?
Be flawed to the core. So down.
Not blonde hair.
Yes. So it kind of... My mom told me that it kind of made... it changed the perception, my perception of how I looked or whatever. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking... It doesn't matter what my hair color looks like.
Right.
I'm still the same person.
Yeah.
Whether my hair is blonde, blue, black, green, whatever.
It's interesting.
I'm still me. So it's crazy that people take things and try to make it mean something else, and they try to change it and
fit into their narrative.
Yeah, and that's not how it goes. Now, as far as the misogyny and it with T.I., I know that was a big important to you.
I think let me go back to like why I like T.I. So I like T.I. from Rubber Band Man days and all that. Paper Trails, really, when I start paying attention to him a lot. So Paper Trail, I noticed that T.I. had this little, you know, women empowerment kind of thing going on. Same thing, he's gonna go to jail too, you know.
Yeah.
And so the issue became like when him and Tiny, it's like, you know, Tiny's his ride or die chick. She was there for him. As time goes on, you find out T.I. was cheating on her, back and forth, this girl, that girl, and then it's like he kept wanting public sympathy. So everybody gave him that public sympathy. But the fact that he kept disrespecting his wife was a big thing for me. And like now you're trying to control your daughter. Basically it seemed like he don't want a boy to be like, hey, I slept with T.I.'s daughter. Instead of saying, you know, let me check her health, make sure she's good, make sure you know.
At the end of the day, you're gonna do what you wanna do sexually.
Thank you.
Regardless of anybody says anything, does anything, wants anything, does it, you're gonna do it.
Exactly.
It's just what it is. And so what?
Yeah.
So what? People, you did it to whoever Tiny Daddy's daughter, daddy is. She's somebody's daughter.
Exactly. Think about what you.
And then that's the thing. Men, sorry, let's just be real, guys. Men do certain things in relationships. They do the cheating. Yep. They do the lying.
Having the child outside the marriage.
They do so many different things. And then when they have daughters, they want to be so strict and so hard.
You can't do this. You can't do that.
Because they know what they did.
Karma.
You have to think. If you're thinking like this about your daughter, go back and say, well, that's somebody's daughter too that I'm doing it to. Think like that. And then my question was, after that, outside of the daughter thing, T.I. has sons. T.I.'s sons have talked openly on the show about having sex.
Isn't King 14 having sex?
King and I was is like, 14 King having is 14. Sex. And he had the conversation with his mother. Mm-hmm. And
it was nothing.
That was okay. But if Deja decides to have sex, or her hymen is not intact, which is crazy because your hymen can literally not be intact because of so many reasons.
I didn't even have one at that moment.
You can horseback riding. You can be
sports.
Any type of sports. Literally
even
anything.
What they said, it's something else that they can have the friction, just it can break
in your jeans, like it's anything.
Like what?
So I'm so confused onto what that means, like what's gonna happen. I just think that T.I., I don't know if you're gonna listen to this, maybe one day, maybe 3 years from now if you decide to listen to this, my question to you is, what is going to happen if her hymen is not intact? Now, while I believe that you are so intellectual and about that life.
Expeditiously
about that life. I need you to expeditiously answer this question for me because I'm not getting it. And I don't want you to say that I'm not allowed to ask this question because I am. You brought it to the world. So questions can be asked and answers should be given.
And then she unfollowed him on Twitter. She unfollowed on Instagram. She unfollowed him and the rest of the family on Instagram. So I'm like, it must have been
Deja.
Something. Yeah. It must have really, like, hit home.
Well, it kind of made me feel a type of way. One, that's personal business.
Yeah,
that was not something that needed to be out for the public.
Yeah,
definitely. Now, Deja has to turn off her comments.
Yep.
Which, I'm just like...
Or filter it down to, like, limited and all that.
Okay. Really? Like, are you getting to the point where you that's... public humiliation at this point, because you have to think about what you are saying. Maybe okay, yeah, I'm making sure my daughter good.
The world is seeing it as, oh, your daddy's making sure that you're not having sex, and we're like, we don't I don't care if they have sex or not. She's a beautiful girl.
She's
18. She's gonna go to college.
She
gonna deal with guys that are gonna ask
her. She can literally.
Hey, your stuff still there?
She can literally do anything she wants to do. And then now with this particular conversation, now people are gonna come at her different. Guys are gonna come because they know she's a virgin. Guys are gonna, like, you gotta
and
think.
And then you're famous.
Think about the conversation before you have it.
Yeah.
T.I., come on. I thought that you were a little bit more intelligent.
He should have said, you know, that's a comment. I'm not gonna bring on. Just know that makes sure my daughter's health, that her health is important to me.
And that's all that matters. And it wouldn't have been anything. Deja. What's her name? Reginae and Zanique went on a trip to Mexico, and they were posting a video, and they were just having fun dancing in the bar, and Deja was about to start dancing, and then she was like, wait, what's this? Who phone is this? What video is this? She was so worried because she didn't know what was going to happen, who was going to see it, so she just walked away, and it's just like, I really hate that.
Poor
she
baby.
Can't even enjoy her life as a young 18-year-old adult.
That's sad. That's really sad, because, like, you know, Reginae, to me, is an OG of the whole group.
And she always been about
been
it.
She been in the limelight since she was a kid.
And I like, watching her, I can really say that Reginae is one of those kid stars or celebrity kids.
Yeah.
Celebrity kids that really tries to stay out of drama and does the right thing.
Yeah.
She has her little issues, as we all do.
Yeah.
But she's kind of like, I would say, the blueprint of the person that you would want to see a celeb kid be.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've never seen Lil Wayne go out and say, oh, I'm making sure Nae Nae is still a virgin.
Because it's not, that's not business. For. But it's not even about it being him. It's not anybody else's business.
Yeah.
Some conversations are to be had at home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the time, T.I., look. So, if Lil Wayne reaches out to you this time or on through Instagram like you did that time that he made that comment that you felt was stupid. You remember when, I can't remember what Lil Wayne said. It was something about being black or not knowing.
I know she's not knowing. It's something about police brutality and being black. And he was like, well, that doesn't affect me. That doesn't concern me or something like that along the lines.
So T.I. felt like that was really stupid. So he had to tell him through social media. So let me tell you.
But why? Y'all close like that.
Exactly. So you can just call him. So T.I., if Lil Wayne, which I know that he's not because he's not that guy, decides to go on social media to tell you how ignorant that comment, that whole conversation was.
About your daughter's
don't
hymen?
Be upset.
Right. Like, I'm just astonished that he got that far.
It's just so many double standards in this world. And we fight it every day. We've gotten through shattering the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
We know, okay, women can do jobs that men can do and do it better sometimes.
Yeah. Yep.
All the time. we've gotten through that. We've done the women empowerment. We've gotten
equal rights movement.
We have this, but we have to find a way to make it like men. We need y'all to understand what's going on here.
Right. It's just like, why? I just really want to ask fathers, like, why are y'all so hard on your daughters than you are on your sons? Like, what is it about the daughters you have to like secure and be the police?
Because they know they know how girls are. They know how girls were when they were younger, but, and they don't want their children, their daughters, to be like that.
True, true. But it goes back to how they raise their daughter too. If they actually raise their daughter, I feel like,
yeah,
if you know your daughter is secure, she's safe, she's smart, and she knows that she can, you know, whatever. You don't have to worry about your daughter being seen as a thot.
And see, and then that's the thing to me. Let's go back to T.I. and Deja. Mm-hmm. Through social media, mm-hmm. through television, we see that Deja has a really good head on her shoulders.
Yeah,
she's able to intellectually,
yeah,
clap back at you. And
classy.
Move on.
Classy.
She says it classy. She's very intelligent. She makes sure that her words are correct.
Yep.
She's a young T.I.
Yeah.
So in that setting, you understand that you taught your daughter something.
Yeah.
You taught your daughter confidence. You taught your daughter structure. You taught your daughter how to stand on her own.
Yeah.
So if you know that, and I think that's the thing with parents.
It's like
when
you
get older. Parents still see you as their little child, and they know that they taught you, but they don't, it doesn't process that they really taught you. I don't know if how that is, because sometimes like parents know, but then they don't know.
Yeah.
They're like, did I really, is this really it? Did I really do everything to make sure?
Yeah.
But you set up the party. You know what's going on.
Right?
You know how many kids gonna be in the party with you and your child. So just make sure that you trust that.
Yeah.
And you know that whatever you did is the best you could do, and that they are going to move forward with that.
And I think it's just overstepping boundaries. Like, it's some boundaries I feel like parents try to overtake, especially about her being 18. I could see if she was 14. But even if she was 14, I'd rather her mama be there.
It's no matter what.
When you turn 18.
No matter what, the conversation, he shouldn't have had it. And he shouldn't do it. Since he brought it to the world, I'm going to say
but
he should do it.
But is it more so for him, or is it more so for... I just feel like it's more so for his ego.
Him. He should, it's for him. T.I. does... That's not anything that he needs to do.
Yeah.
Like, that is literally something that you do with your mom.
Yeah.
It's already an awkward situation.
Right.
Let's be real. When you
are
go
you
to...
Are you sexually accident
yes.
from your mom? Like,
when
nah.
When you go to a gynecologist, it's already awkward. You got to take your bra off,
yeah.
your boobs sitting out, they got to touch, flip up, make sure you're there, you got to sit with you got to scoot all the way to the bottom, have your legs wide
yeah.
open,
your mom in the room,
in the room, asking if you already had sex, you don't know what the, I mean, it's awkward, it's already an awkward situation,
yeah,
so the fact that I know that I'm specifically getting tested because my daddy wants to make sure that I'm a virgin still.
Somebody said, what is she not doing it that way? She doing it the other way. I said, oh, plot twist. I'm like, well, even if she was, it still affects your daddy. Part of it is confidentiality between a doctor and the patient itself.
Yeah.
So,
and I just don't understand. Because anytime I go to the doctor, they ask, okay, do you want your mom or dad or whoever this is in the room?
Mm-hmm.
Does this person need to leave? Okay, this is a confidential conversation that we need to have. The person needs to leave.
Yep.
I'm not understanding that. But I guess at that point, she just says, yeah, it's fine. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Probably in Deja's mind, she probably... I just don't know how she feels about that.
That's the sad part about it. It's probably like she's surrendering to her dad. Like,
she has no choice. She has no choice.
Dang. Is she 18? So it's just like you create resentment in your children when you overstep those boundaries, though, with them. When you let them know that even though you're 18, you're still my property. It's like, wait a minute, like I can't even have a free say so on what I'm doing with my own body.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure she can't get tattoos, she can't get piercings, she can wear, you know, do her hair a different color, but she's doing it now. But it's like, I feel like he's so strict, and it's like, for what? Like, yes, you're T.I. Yes, that's your daughter, but she's 18 years old.
And
she's gonna become.
She's gonna be an adult.
Yeah.
She's gonna do what she wants to do.
Yeah.
And you have to trust that everything that you taught and instilled in her. It's going to be what it is.
Exactly.
And you cannot, at this point, when people turn 18, I'm not saying that you drop the kids and go
because that's not going to happen. Nah. If you're a real parent, you're going to make sure that your child is always taken care of and protected, and their well-being is good.
Yep.
But you still have to allow them to be the adult, be the person that you taught them to be. And you just have to trust that what you did worked.
Yep.
And that's that. You cannot keep on pushing to make them the person you want them to be, because at this point, they already there.
Yeah, and then it's like she's not going to talk to you about anything anymore, because like, you're going to tell the whole world that I'm having sex, I'm having a baby.
Yeah,
you know,
she doesn't feel, I'm sure she doesn't feel comfortable with her father anymore.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that then y'all on a platform that's different from the rest of us people. We're like, we're not famous, so everybody not going to know what age you start and have sex. But people don't know where you start.
When you young, though, see, the difference is, it's like, okay, T.I. had that conversation, like, on a big platform.
Uh-huh.
But you know, like when we're younger, our parents, if we did something bad, like L'Oreal, I caught her, she was drinking alcohol, and now she drunk. No, my cousin. Okay, so when we were like, I think I was my senior year, it was her junior year.
Uh-huh.
She went to one of our good friends' birthday party. And when I said that they was throwing them back, she said she took like 17 shots.
Oh,
sis took 17 shots. And when I say that she was dead,
no.
She was dead. Her mama came and picked her up, and they went to the mall because they had to go school shopping. Every person that they saw, she said, you know, she hung over. You know, she hung over. When I turned 19, I got my nose pierced.
Uh-huh.
My mom, we went to, I think it was like the first, I don't know, it was like the weekend my cousin was getting married. So it was like a lot of family around, and then we were going to bridal showers and churches and stuff. So everywhere we went, she was like, you see that thing in her nose? She got a nose pierce. You see it? It was one thing, but the smallest diamond. She was like, you see it? She told myself, you look like you be, Oh, my mama loved to say I be looking like I be on the side of the street drinking 40s.
No!
She loved to say that. She loved to say that. She was like, you look like you be drinking 40s.
No! That's what my mama feels about colored hair. Like, my hair is actually brown. Like, actual brown. You be like, dang, your hair brown?
Yeah.
But if I wore a weed that matched my actual hair color, it'd be a problem. Like, that's not you. I'm like, my hair's not actually black at all. It's brown.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta get something to match my hair color. Not my fault you got the genetic trait with red hair in it. Like,
I feel like at the end of the day, and I'm gonna continue to say it, and this will end the luxuation conversation, is that we have to accept that everybody is their own person.
Yes.
Male or female, you're gonna do what you wanna do at your own pace.
Yeah.
I don't care if you want to be a thot or you want to be a president. You make sure that
we got both in the house.
You stand strong. You stand strong into who you are and what you do, and make it work for you.
Right.
Parents, you gotta let go.
Yep.
Let it go. I don't want to say his name on the podcast. J Long's son. Let it go.
Yeah,
I need to get him in here singing Let It Go from Frozen, because baby, y'all have to let it go. Let your children grow up. Let them be adults.
Yeah,
they're gonna always be your babies, but they're grown now.
Yeah.
So you have to remember that you have to give them that space that they need to grow and learn and make mistakes on their own.
Mm-hmm.
If she needs to make that mistake or not,
she
needs to be able to know in a headspace, I can do this, it's comfortable, I can be who I want to be, I can have sex with someone, and now I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah,
you should be okay. You should understand. T.I., you have six kids. You know what sex is about. Allow your daughter to experience that. I'm not saying that you got to be in a room.
Yeah, just let
but
her.
But you just, I mean, she's, it's going
to
happen.
Because they compare T.I. and his and Deja to Will Smith and Willow. And you see the difference, like, Willow and Will have a free relationship. They talk about
anything. They talk about everything.
And it's like, I love it. And it's like, wow. And Willow doesn't sneak around and do it. She says, Dad, I did this. They're like, oh, my gosh. But, okay, let me understand why you did it.
But
when you shelter kids, they're going to make them sneakier. Because it's like, I can't do anything around you. I can't do anything with you. So I'm going to do it behind your back.
And that's the thing. Like, we have to remember the things that we've learned through life, experiences that we've had. We have to remember that we have to instill the good things in our children.
Yeah.
The children that we are having are the future, and they're the ones that we want to make a change.
Yeah.
We don't want them to feel like they have to hide, they have to do this. talk to me.
Yeah.
I want to be the parent. We can be friends, but you still need to know that I'm the parent. And right. It's still a stern relationship. Right. But I want you to be able to talk to me.
Express yourself
and be you.
Yep.
Like, I loved on Real Housewives of Atlanta, the recent episode, what's her name? Cynthia's daughter, Noelle.
Yeah.
She was having, they had the conversation. Noelle just went to college, and it was her first year, and it was really hard for her in the beginning, but she kind of got used to it. Cynthia asked her, has she seen any guys that she liked? And Noelle said, well, she's seen some guys and some girls that she was attracted to. And Cynthia was like, okay, she said, she told me that she thought she was fluid, but she said, I didn't know she was out there floating and fluid and
around. I know either. But, I said, wait, whoa. Yeah. Okay.
So I just was really, I really appreciated the fact that they were able to have the conversation.
Yeah.
Cynthia didn't do any,
freak out stuff.
Crazy, oh my God, you're what?
You like girls too?
It wasn't any of that. It was just they were able to have a nice conversation. And I think that's important. People have to.
Parents,
you gotta understand that with children, you want them to be able to feel like they can talk to you about anything.
Yes.
Now, I know there's certain subjects you're not gonna talk to your parents about because everything not for them.
Right.
But we should be able to feel comfortable.
Yeah. And that's how you instill a good friendship. That's how you really create peace in your household, too. And that way you'll know, okay, I know, like, for example, something happened to her daughter, she would know what happened because, like, we talked about that already.
Yeah.
So I understand that. When you create a space where your kids can't talk, you guess what they're gonna go do? They're gonna go talk to other people, and you're gonna wonder why. Well, how come my daughter was doing that? Do you talk to her? I went through that in my childhood. Like, I literally would go to my friends' family because they understood and allowed us to speak and express ourselves. To this day, I cannot do that with my family. I'm like, if I were to ever have kids, that's kind of like the reason why I don't want to have kids, because like just what I went through. But if I ever have kids, I want them to express themselves, to be able to express how they feel. That way, they won't grow up resenting their parent or their grandparent, because it's like, my family is so backwards and like very old school to where it's like, dang, like I can't tell you how I feel because you're gonna jump. Well, I didn't go through all that. Well, that's you.
Yeah.
Just because you went through don't mean I have to. Just because I'm going through, it's just like create that relationship to where they can feel free. Because once you create that freedom, man, you're gonna love it.
You will. When children feel that they have that freedom to have that conversation with their parents, it's easier. It's lighter. You don't have so much on your heart.
Yeah.
I hate the saying when they say, you're not old enough to have no problems. You're not this.
Child.
Baby, you don't know my life.
Right?
You don't know what I go through. You don't know what I deal with on a daily basis. You just see what you see, and I'm young.
Thank you.
That doesn't mean a doggone thing.
Yes.
Because I'm still struggling, stressing, and trying to figure it out, just like you.
Thank you. Like, my grandma, we had a big disagreement. She was like, oh, you work 12 hours. We was doing this back. And I said, okay, y'all was doing that back in the day because y'all had no choice. We have choices on top of they overworked y'all. They knew they could back in the day.
Yeah.
They never overworked this generation. We know that. And so that's why we having problems.
And then that's the thing. Back in the day, they weren't as outspoken because they didn't have the spaces to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They just weren't allowed
they
to.
They just did it.
They didn't know that they could. They were kind of ignorant to the fact.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know, you don't know. You're not going to try. You're not going to do anything.
Exactly.
We're in the place now where we're like,
nah,
no, sir.
Right.
I'm not taking that.
I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to work for that little bit.
So, a little experience in my family, a little riff. We had a little situation, and an argument came out of it. And it was more so where my mom called me hotheaded. She said that I was, because I got upset. So, long story short, basically, previous conversations between the family members, they kind of let things go. I'm not that person. I can't allow someone to talk to me any kind of way,
right?
A specific way, or how you feel that you need to talk to me. If I don't appreciate that, I'm going to let you know, and it's going to be understood that you're going to respect me.
Right.
I don't care how you looked at me as an 8, 7, 6, 5-year-old girl. I am 25 years old.
Exactly.
And I'm an adult, and I need you to respect me as such.
Yeah.
And I also need you to respect me as a daughter who's going to take up for her mother.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I don't call it being hot-headed. I call it being...
I say fair. Fair.
People, they older generations don't understand. They feel like, okay, I'm gonna just let it go, it'll move on. No, we're gonna talk about this. You're gonna understand how I feel. I'm gonna feel how you feel. We can agree to disagree and we can move on.
Thank you.
I'm not gonna allow a situation to go on and continue and rumble and go.
Oh, Lord, that's my family, right? Oh, my God.
That's how mine is, too. And that's why I'm at the point to where I'm like, we're not doing that. I'm gonna say what I need to say. And we're going to figure this out because I'm not going to keep doing this.
Exactly.
You don't want to be in toxic spaces.
Yes.
So you have to figure out how to make that toxicity move out.
Yes.
Because we don't need it.
Because I'm just
so you got to have conversations. Mm-hmm. You have to be open. And that's where it brings everything into being comfortable to talk to family.
Yeah.
Parents, you start that trend to where it moves on to the child and their children and their children, because in order for it to
start to happen, somewhere,
it has to start somewhere.
Yep.
So we know what we want. We know the things that we dealt with as kids that weren't great. So we need to figure out what we can do to change that.
Yeah.
So
that's really how I feel.
Ending this episode, we gotta have our euphemism.
Yes. Ooh. I like, you know what? It's a lot that can go with this episode.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just say it's a weird way to use the euphemism for this, but I'm gonna say expression.
Okay.
Like being able to express yourself. I'm going through that now where, you know, you have adults try to tell you what they want you to do and it's like, I'm a grown person right now. I have things I gotta do.
Yes.
No disrespect. But I got things I gotta do right now. You can wait.
I have to focus on my life too.
Yes.
I love you. I adore your soul. But baby, I have to figure out what L'Oreal is gonna do for L'Oreal.
Exactly.
Life. And I can help you with your life in a little bit.
Right on after.
But let me finish. Let me get L'Oreal together, because
yes,
L'Oreal not there yet. L'Oreal is all over.
Saying this how I feel.
No,
so I'm
I
just
feel
like, allow me to express how I feel about things. If I don't want to do something you want me to do, you have a car just like I got a car.
Be understanding.
Yes.
I need you to be understanding to the fact that
and compassionate.
Be compassionate,
yeah.
Be understanding. Let me know that you empathize.
Yes.
Show empathy. Show that you understand, okay, she's going through something. It may not be, I might not understand exactly what it is,
yep,
but I'm going to acknowledge that she's going through it. So let's, either I can help you figure it out, I can go on to the next step, or I can just wait.
Yes.
But I need you got to understand.
Yes, that is like the perfect sum up this whole entire conversation, because I'm just like, whenever, if I ever have kids, I want them to feel like I can come to you, I can talk to you, and treat you with respect. I'm 25, you know, just as we say, we're old enough. We're too old to be sitting up here talking to me like I'm a kid. Like,
yeah, we're not children anymore.
Don't overstep boundaries, parents. You got to understand, your kids are there, they love you, but at the same time,
we're growing up.
Yeah.
And we have opinions, especially going to college.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when people stay in the same kind of area, they
have closed minded.
They're closed minded. Mm-hmm. They don't, because they didn't have the experiences, and that's okay. They just didn't get that experience.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to college, you have so many experiences where your opinions change. You become more
open minded.
Yeah, and you become more of, you have more to say.
Yeah,
because you've experienced different things.
You're seeing different things.
So
yep,
when you come home, parents, I'm not gonna be the same person that I was before I went to college, because I've experienced so many different things.
You saw a different world. Like, you were able to create your own box, your own identity outside of it.
So you have to understand, yes, I'm your child, I love you, but baby,
I'm grown.
Listen.
I'm grown now. What's Tiffany Evans song?
Yes. Where's Tiffany? Tiffany, tip it up. We're going to have to play that for the end of the episode.
Yes.
I'm grown now.
Please do.
Hey, that's the hashtag. That's what we're going to name the show.
I'm grown now. Okay, you know what? I like that right there.
All right. It's your girl, L'Oreal.
And it's your girl, Drea.
And you just listened to Lux Lifestyle.
Yes. We're going to catch you in the next episode, because this is going to be good.
Yes. We're ready. And y'all, this is like almost the end of the season. I think we have one more episode.
Man, it went by fast. It don't feel like it did, but it did.
It was really, really fast. I'm really excited. Y'all, I've been really thinking about next season and
Same.
How we want to do this. I really want us to get it. We gonna get it. We gonna do it, and y'all gonna see that this is some real Lex lifestyle living.
Yes, we're not playing. This is only beginning, y'all.
Alrighty, like we said, 2020, it's coming. We're excited.
My vision is clear.
With the vision is clear, we need to. I wish we could have a vision board party. Lex lifestyle 2020. We gonna have some stuff for y'all. We gonna say that. We gonna have some events. We're going to have some live podcasts. We're going to get into it.
Yeah.
Because you need to know what's going on. We need to know how to struggle with grace. We need to know how to keep going.
And get through it.
And making it to the top.
Yes.
We're going to do it. It's hard right now. We stressing. We're going to... we having a little dark place moments right now. But it's always can come up, and it will. And that's just that on that.
Yep. If y'all have any suggestions or things that you'd like to, you know, submit to us, go ahead and submit it on our audio live on Anchor app. As well as, you know, respond to our Instagram. Go ahead and say, hey, guys, next season, let's do this or let's try that. That way we know you're paying attention. That way we can interact with you guys.
Yeah, tell us what you want to hear. Yes. Tell us what you want to hear from us, what you would like for myself or Andrea to do different. What do you like that to hear from us? So, like she said, let us know on Instagram.
Which
go on our Anchor app. You can, when you go through the Anchor, you can favorite our show. You can give us a hand clap.
Yep.
You can tell if it's good or bad, like or dislike. We want to know. Tell us what you like. And also tell us your emoji.
Ooh.
We want to know what you're going through. You always hear every week what we're going through. We want to know what y'all are going through, too.
Because we love y'all.
We do. I love y'all.
For real.
What's wrong with you?
On life.
On life, mama. All right. It's your girls. And the episode is over. We love you.
Peace out. Thank you.